The following program is furnished by the Truth About Your Future, LLC. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station. This information is education and not financial advice. Consult a financial advisor before investing.
The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman is brought to you by Bitwise, the world's largest crypto index fund manager. And by Global X ETFs, dedicated to providing investors with unexplored and intelligent solutions. And by Invesco QQQ, a fund that allows you to access the innovators of the NASDAQ 100. And by Edelman Financial Engines. Rick Edelman is a board member, consultant, shareholder, and client of EFE. But EFE is unaffiliated and has no say over the content of The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
And now your host, Rick Edelman.
It is The Truth About Your Future. I'm Rick Edelman. On today's show, a look at prepping for retirement, explaining the trust economy, the challenge of today's market. Guess what country is now publishing my new book, How Dogs Smell? And this week's health and wellness segment by my wife, Jean Edelman. As you're trying to save for your financial future, you are trying to save for your financial future, right? Your future is going to be here and you need to be prepared for it. And that means saving for it because you're going to need income forever. You're going to need money forever, but you don't want to have to work to get that money forever, right? Wouldn't it be cool to sit back, recline in your lazy boy, pop those bonbons into your mouth while flipping through Netflix? Wouldn't that be cool? And having a check show up in your mailbox, a deposit automatically arrive in your bank account? Pretty cool, huh? Well, the only way you're going to be able to get passive income is if you start to save now so that your money can generate that income in the future, so that you don't have to work for the income that you receive. Well, the only way is to start saving now. And without a doubt, the best way for you to save for your future is through a retirement plan at work. Look, you're already working. You're already earning an income. I'm hopeful that your boss makes available to you a retirement plan, a 401k, a 403b, TSP, Thrift Savings Plan, or 457. All of these are variations of a theme. They are all employer-sponsored 401k plans. In fact, Edelman Financial Engines, the company that I founded along with my wife Jean, is now the nation's largest provider of advice to 401k plans. The company provides information for over 10 million American workers and actually provides financial advice to more than a million of them. And the need has never been greater. It is so important that you are getting the education you need to make sure you're understanding how best to manage your retirement plan at work. And that means you need to pay attention to this subject. The reasons are very clear as to why you should be saving in a retirement plan at work. Number one, it's automatic. The number one reason we don't get around to saving for our future is that we just don't think about it. We have other stuff to do. Our days are filled. We're busy, busy, busy. And we just don't have the time. We don't take the time to think about our life 20 or 30 or 50 years from now. Your retirement plan at work makes the whole thing automatic. Look, you get a paycheck, what, every week? Every 2 weeks? You get paid once a month? Wouldn't it be neat if your employer would simply siphon a portion of that paycheck, set it aside, and let the money sit there and grow for the next several decades without you having to do anything? That's how company retirement plans work. This automatic function makes investing truly painless. Not only that, many employers will put money into your account for free. If you put in a dollar, they'll put in a dollar. Oh, sometimes they'll put in 50 cents or some other formula. That match, that contribution from your employer is of massive value and something that you can't get anywhere else. So, automatic savings, a free employer contribution, it's really terrific. But wait, there's more. Tax benefits. When you put money into the retirement plan, That is money you're not paying taxes on. In other words, if you put a dollar into the plan, you're saving about 30 cents in taxes. So no wonder so many people put so much money into retirement plans through their employer program. I can't encourage it enough. And by the way, since Edelman Financial Engines is the company that I founded with my wife, and since I'm a big fan of the company, and since I'm still an owner of the company, let me hasten to add, if your employer isn't offering a retirement plan at work, have them contact Edelman Financial Engines to talk about it. You'd be amazed how affordable it is. Your boss would be amazed how easy it is administratively, how inexpensive it is to offer a retirement plan these days. And if you don't like the investment choices that are available to you in your workplace plan, ask your boss to consider the options made available at Edelman Financial Engines. Here's the fascinating statistic that I think speaks volumes. Workers who have access to a retirement plan at work are 15 times more likely to save for retirement than those who don't have access to a plan. Well, that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Since the plan offers so many benefits, since the plan is automatic, requires no effort on your part, naturally, people are more likely to save for retirement because they have access to a plan. But here's the crisis. 30% of all the workers in America work for private companies that don't offer a retirement plan. This helps to explain why we have a retirement security crisis here in the United States. And the pandemic has made all of this worse. You've heard about the Great Resignation. Millions of people quit their jobs last year. No more automatic investing for retirement. No more employer match. 40% of U.S. households are going to run out of money in retirement. How do I know this? Because every expert on the subject says so. If you look at the median retirement balance in this country, for people who are 55 to 64 years old, the median retirement balance is $120,000. How long is your retirement money going to last? Half of this country is going to go broke before they're 75 years old. This is a crisis for the entire country. It's not merely a crisis for that family that runs out of money. It's a crisis for their children who are going to send money to their parents when their parents run out of cash. It's a crisis for the taxpayer because the government is going to step in with social service programs, Medicaid, and other programs and Social Security, etc., to provide income to prevent everybody from being homeless. This is something where we're all in it together. If you are not saving for retirement, you need to start. If you are saving for retirement, you need to save more. If you have children, you need to start talking to them right now about their need to save for retirement. And you need to talk with a financial advisor who can help you decide how best you can save. Start with talking to your employer. Do they have a retirement plan? Are you participating? If not, get started. If they don't have a plan, ask them to contact Edelman Financial Engines about their services that could provide them the ability to create a plan for your benefit. One big question that I get very often is, Rick, how much should I be saving? How much of my paycheck should I be placing into saving for retirement? I'm going to give you an answer, and at first blush, it's going to shock you. But relax, it's not as bad as it sounds. Ready? Here it is. You should be saving for retirement 25% of your pay. Now hang on. As I said, it's not as scary as it sounds. First of all, you're contributing to Social Security. So if you're doing 7.5% of your pay, your boss is matching that with another 7.5%. you're already 15% toward your total goal of 25%. Now, it's not looking so scary after all, is it? Let me take it a step further. If you are saving 5% of your pay in your retirement plan and your boss is matching that contribution, there's another 10%. Guess what? You've got your 25% just by doing those two things, Social Security and your retirement plan at work with an employer match. Because the more you save, the more money you're going to accumulate. And I have yet, in my 40 years in this financial services industry, I have yet to encounter anybody who has ever come up to me and complained that they saved too much money. I'm Rick Edelman. You're listening to The Truth About Your Future.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by Global X ETFs. Exponential technologies are transforming the world around us and creating new investment opportunities along the way. But where to start? At Global X, we have spent more than a decade focusing on long-term emerging trends, what we call thematic growth. While many of these disruptions are now part of our daily lives, like fintech and telemedicine, others are making their impact felt behind the scenes, or perhaps under the hood. Think of the lithium batteries that power electric vehicles, the rise of hydrogen fuel cells, or renewables like solar and wind, which are becoming increasingly cost competitive. All of these themes represent vital components of a next-generation green energy economy that is more reliant on innovation and less dependent on fossil fuels. Learn how you can add these and other green investment themes to your portfolio at globalxetfs.com or ask your financial advisor.
Want to invest in digital assets but find it all a bit complicated? There's actually a very easy way that you can invest in this new asset class. Simply choose the Bitwise 10 Crypto Index Fund, symbol BITW. It's the first and still the biggest crypto index fund. It owns the 10 largest digital assets and rebalances monthly, so you don't have to decide what to buy or when to rebalance. Bitwise does it all for you. At Bitwise, we want digital assets to be available to everyone, and that's why we work closely with individual investors like you, as well as financial advisors and institutions. At Bitwise, crypto is all we do. If you believe digital assets should be part of a diversified portfolio, take a look at the Bitwise Crypto 10 Index Fund, symbol BITW, available everywhere you get your investments. There are major risks to consider, including the loss of your entire investment. Before investing in crypto funds, visit bitwiseinvestments.com to learn about the risks with these investments.
How can you invest with more confidence in an up and down market? The answer may be simpler than you think. Join Edelman Financial Engines on Tuesday, April 26th at 3 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern for a brand new virtual event, 8 Ways to Help Stay on Track Through Volatile Markets. You can register now at planefe.com/Rick. You'll hear about 4 key steps to take and 4 common mistakes to avoid so you can focus on building financial security, not beating the market. You'll see how a long-term investing approach can help you navigate this market and any market. Don't miss this important and timely virtual event, 8 Ways to Help Stay on Track Through Volatile Markets, on Tuesday, April 26th at 3 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern. There's no cost to attend and no obligation. Register now at planefe.com/Rick. That's planefe.com/RIC. Edelman Financial Engines. From here forward.
Welcome back to The Truth About Your Future. I'm Rick Edelman. I want to make sure you understand some of the technological innovations that are occurring in the field of fintech, financial technology. The most impactful, of course, is blockchain technology. Revolutionary, arguably the most important technological innovation in commerce since the invention of the internet itself. Many people consider blockchain Internet 3.0. Internet 1.0 was the original internet. We used it to communicate. We sent emails to each other. Facebook was Internet 1.0, the Internet of people. Internet 2.0 was the Internet of things. You know, your car talking to your phone, your doorbell, talking to your phone, your coffee pot talking to your refrigerator, and so on. The Internet of Things was the Web 2.0. Internet 3.0 is the Internet of Money, moving money from one person to another, one company to another, one country to another. And blockchain technology is all about the Internet of Money, Web 3.0. One of the key features of blockchain technology is that it is not part of the trust economy. Instead, it creates the authentication economy. What on earth am I talking about? Well, we operate in a trust economy right now. Think about it. When you buy a house, you are trusting the seller to sell you the house. You're trusting that they actually are the legal owner, that they have the deed to the house. But do you really trust them? This is a very big transaction, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars. Do you really want to engage in this transaction without knowing for sure that the deal's going to go through? So what do? You hire a title settlement attorney who does a title search to verify that the deed is as the seller claims. And you still don't believe. So what do? You buy title insurance to further make sure that the transaction is okay, and if it isn't, you're economically protected. Title settlement? Title search? Title insurance? All of this is because we work in a trust economy, and trust only goes so far. As Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. And so what we do is we spend thousands of dollars, incur massive effort and more time to get those transactions verified because we frankly don't trust each other all that much. It's expensive, it's cumbersome, it's time consuming. Doesn't really facilitate the transactions themselves. And we hire lots of intermediaries like that settlement attorney, real estate agent, stockbroker to facilitate the transaction between the buyer and the seller. Blockchain technology eliminates the need for all of that because instead of us having to trust each other, the transactions are cryptographically authenticated. It is proven valid that you own the deed to the property and have the legal right to convey it to me. And because it is cryptographically proven, trust isn't a factor. I don't have to trust you because it's a fact. And as a result, I can do the transaction immediately without the intermediary, without that insurance or that title search. Transactions become faster, they become safer, they become more transparent, and they become cheaper. The notion of a trustless economy is revolutionary, and this is a big part of the reason for the excitement about blockchain technology. And if you'd like to learn more about this subject, read my book, The Truth About Crypto. I told you last month that the book's being published in Turkey. We've just sold the publishing rights to two more countries. Can you guess which ones? First, Vietnam. Of 154 countries in the world, Vietnam is number one in the world for crypto adoption. US is number eight. 41% of Vietnamese have purchased Bitcoin or other digital assets. The number one reasons they've done it, remittances. They use it to move money and to pay bills. You see, in Vietnam, 70% of adults lack a bank account. ATMs are rare in rural areas. Crypto presents an avenue for getting money out of Vietnam and out of the Vietnamese currency called the dong, which has suffered large devaluations due to inflation. Turkey, Vietnam, and the third country that just bought the publishing rights to my new book, The Truth About Crypto, Taiwan. And we just got the first book review from the Tribune, where the reviewer wrote, quote, "I recommend Rick Edelman's The Truth About Crypto. The book is comprehensive, practical, and easy to understand." And in it, I show you all the details about this amazing new asset class, giving you the information you need to understand what everybody's talking about. Get your copy, The Truth About Crypto, from your favorite bookseller, paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Get yours today. Really glad you're with me here this weekend on The Truth About Your Future. One of my favorite segments each week is bringing you the latest innovations in the field of exponential technologies. Here's something really cool. The Department of Homeland Security just gave Auburn University a $24 million contract to study how dogs smell. No, I don't mean how much we hate the fact that dogs have a nasty odor. I mean, well, you know what I mean. The goal that they have is to improve our threat detection capabilities. We know that dogs are widely used to detect threats. You know, they are used for looking for drug trafficking, and dogs are even used to identify illnesses because they can detect when people are about to have seizures. They're able to detect these subtle changes because of an incredible sense of smell. How do dogs do it? And can we synthetically, artificially create technology that replicates the incredible ability of dogs to sniff? The problem is obvious. Dogs are expensive and they're limited in availability. They also require a lot of sleep and play and food. Robots that could smell like a dog could smell? Far more efficient. They'd likely be cheaper, they'd be far more abundant, and they could work 24/7, including autonomously. This contract at Auburn University from the Department of Homeland Security just might produce some pretty amazing innovations. Let's watch for that in coming years. It's all about our future, and that's what this show's all about. The truth about your future. If you miss any part of this broadcast, it's also a podcast. In fact, it's also a videocast. The long-form version of this program is available to you for free at The Truth. AYF.com. All of that, plus lots of articles and a lot of other content helping you with your personal finance, the five subjects that matter most. All of it for free at thetruthayf.com. Stay with us for more on The Truth About Your Future. I'm Rick Edelman.
Did you know Schwab offers a satisfaction guarantee? If for any reason you're not completely satisfied, Schwab will refund your fee or commission and work with you to make things right. You won't find that kind of promise everywhere, but you will find it at Schwab. It's just another way that they put clients' interest at the heart of everything they do. Learn what's included and how it works at schwab.com/satisfaction. That's schwab.com/satisfaction.
What do all the greatest innovations have in common? Agents of innovation. Ordinary people who shape the future by putting their money behind the right ideas. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100. So you don't have to be an inventor to help create what's next to come. Be an agent of innovation with Invesco QQQ. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, carefully read and consider fund investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and more in the prospectus at Invesco.com. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
You're listening to The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman, sponsored by Choice. Choice is changing the way Americans save for retirement by making it possible to invest in Bitcoin, crypto, and other alternative assets inside your IRA. That's right. Whether you open a deductible or a Roth IRA with Choice, you can invest in Bitcoin and 22 other digital assets in your retirement account. You can also buy stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, gold, real estate, and more, all in a single retirement account. There's no hidden fees or account minimums, just more control over your retirement savings. And Choice makes it ridiculously easy to combine all of your old retirement accounts with a rollover concierge service. So if you've switched jobs in the last few years and have been putting off rolling over your old 401k, make sure you check out Choice. Head on over to retirewithchoice.com/Rick. That's retirewithchoice.com/Rick.
You're listening to The Truth About Your Future. I'm happy to bring onto the program one of my former colleagues at Edelman Financial Engines, Felix Kwan. He's a certified financial planner and executive director of financial planning at Edelman Financial Engines. He's based in San Francisco in the Bay Area, been with EFE since 2012, 10 years now, but he's got 20 years of experience overall in the financial planning and investment management field. Felix, great to see you, my friend.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So there's a lot going on in the marketplace, which is why I wanted to have you chat with us on the show. We are facing an economic environment that is brand new for an awful lot of investors. A lot of folks are looking toward retirement, some very, very soon. And we're fearful, right, that the stock market is dicey. We're seeing increased volatility. There's a lot of uncertainty due to inflation and rising tax rates, the war between Russia and Ukraine. COVID is still lingering, and so on. So what do you say to people who tell you that they can't afford to lose a lot of money at their age? I don't want to lose any money for my portfolio. What do you tell them?
Sure. I mean, it's definitely a lot of uncertainty out there. You know, that's the foundation of the investment management, is really to begin each and every interaction, whether it's a new client referral or whether it's an existing client. We always begin with the financial planning process. And with that, that way, what we hope to achieve is to come up with a goals-based strategy and then determine, well, what is the best risk-adjusted rate of return that we need to solve for to achieve our client's goals?
But what about someone who says, look, the stock market's down a lot this year to date. The bond market's down double digits over the last year and a half. Inflation is continuing. Interest rates look like they're going to continue rising. And therefore, it looks like portfolio volatility may continue, and I don't want to lose money. What do you do to help them prevent further losses?
Yeah, unfortunately, the adage is diversification. If you look at the last 3 to 6 months, you know, we've seen so much, so many large downturns, especially in the growth stocks, and that's affected the broader markets. And unfortunately, you'll have markets like this where there's nowhere to hide, there's nowhere to go except for cash. In a rising rate environment, inflationary environment. So that's why I think I go back to really that financial planning approach. It sounds really cliched, but we always go back to the two foundational elements are the investment time horizon. You know, if this money is not going to be used within 3 to 5 years, we need to be invested in a broadly diversified portfolio in all these different asset classes. And then secondly, cash reserves is critical. Oftentimes we'll set up strategies within, you know, let's say if a client's taking an RMD, a required minimum distribution, where they're forced to take a withdrawal every year, but they also need to live off of the funds as well. We can carve out some cash reserves inside the IRA account. And that way we can at least control the timing of when we want to rebalance or liquidate securities and not be necessarily forced to sell asset classes at the very worst time when they're low.
So are you making any recommendations or changes in the portfolios when someone says, I want to protect myself against inflation?
Good question. Yeah, I go back to, well, what's changed? I mean, I think, you know, our roles as financial planners at Edelman Financial Engines is to get to know our clients inside and out. And I remember, you know, telling clients 3 to 6 months ago that, hey, the Federal Reserve, they're changing course, right? They're going to be changing their accommodative policies. They want to start raising interest rates. They made some of these announcements last year, so it wasn't a new thing, right? But even as you're talking to clients and doing reviews with clients, you're always reassessing, you know, what is their attitude towards risk? Has anything changed? Most of the time, clients are like, no, everything's fine. Nothing's really changed much. But then, you know, you get a call from somebody a month later, right? Kind of freaking out. You know, what's really changed? So I think it's really going back and really understanding, number one, what are the goals that the clients are trying to achieve? But more importantly, what concerns or what barriers to success or what's getting in their way? Oftentimes, it's not anything that's market related.
Well, how often do you review the client accounts to see if there are any changes that you need to make in the portfolio?
So what we do at Edelman Financial Engines is we'll do a daily strategic review of each account to see whether or not any holdings, any mutual funds or any exchange traded funds within the account has drifted too far off its target. We can then take advantage of rebalancing.
not every fund is always going to prove to be a great investment. So what causes you to change a fund? What are the triggers for doing that?
Sure. So at Edelman Financial Engines, we are constantly reviewing all of the investments that are out there. We manage money inside personal accounts. They could be trust accounts, taxable accounts, IRA accounts, but also inside 401k plan sponsors as well. So we're constantly reviewing the holdings and the options for fees, expenses, performance, and asset classes. So as an example, certain asset classes may lend better in these types of inflationary environments. So we'll also want to make sure that we monitor for the changing financial conditions and we can adjust accordingly.
And have there been changes that you've made so far this year?
Yes, a couple times. So in addition to the daily strategic review, we can also do off-cycle rebalances as well, depending upon what's happening with everything that's going on, as you mentioned at the beginning, right?
Give me an example of one of the changes that you've made this year.
One of the changes that we made was the emerging market fund. We went from a more expensive fund to provide better, to improve the risk-adjusted returns of the entire portfolio.
And very commonly, investors own target date funds. These are perhaps the most popular investment choice within 401k plans. What's your opinion of target date funds?
You have to really understand the methodology. They're not all created equal. So what you have to do is you have to really study how all the different vendors operate, what kind of international exposure that they have, when do they start becoming more conservative? Are there some that are maybe too conservative and maybe you're not? I think these are all the things that we have to make sure that the vendors target date funds kind of fit our methodology and then the financial plan for our clients.
Do you routinely use target date funds in the portfolio?
Well, within the Edelman managed 401k accounts, we could use those as a building block. So sometimes we will use that and then build around it. Part of the role of an advisor is to help the clients determine what's the right strategy for them.
A very common occurrence is for people to own stock in the company where they work. How do you fit that into their overall investment strategy?
Especially in the Bay Area, right? A lot of where I work in the San Francisco Bay Area, a lot of options as well. So you oftentimes we'll see clients that are pretty lopsided in their company stock, but generally, we think if you work for the company, 15% is okay.
How often do you tell a client that they need to sell the stock or some of the stock in the company where they work?
As often as I need to.
And what's the typical reaction when you tell a client that you want them to sell some of their company stock?
The last 10 to 15 years have been phenomenal, right? The market's been up 300 to 400%. Why should I sell my stock and diversify it? So, that's our job, is to get our clients to take the right action, to do the right thing, to make sure, and also have that risk discussion with them, right? What's the risk of having that concentrated position and it drop 60%? The last couple of years, they were very reluctant. Now, not so much.
So what's the overriding message you would say to somebody who's dealing with the challenges of investment strategy today, given the volatile marketplace and the uncertainties that lie ahead? What's your advice?
So it really goes back to the financial planning process. And ultimately, I think it comes down to what rate of return are we trying to solve for? How are we trying to then optimize the risk? I think we ultimately have to go back to not necessarily what the headlines are telling us about inflation. We have to go back to what is our client's personal inflation rate. I'll throw the question back at the client to say, well, you know, we track your expenses. So if inflation is 5, 6, 7, 8%, whatever it is, how are you personally impacted by inflation?
So a good financial planner can help you challenge your assumptions and make sure that you're making the right decision for the right reason at the right time. That's Felix Kwan, Executive Director of Financial Planning at Edelman Financial Engines. Felix, if people wanted to reach you or your colleagues at the firm, how would they do that?
So you can just reach us at edelmanfinancialengines.com. We'd love to hear from you and see how we can help.
Well, I think if there's one word that we can use to describe what's going on in the financial markets this year, it's volatility. And whenever we experience volatility, that means you're wondering, what do I do about it? Edelman Financial Engines is presenting a webinar on this very subject, 8 ways to help stay on track through volatile markets. The webinar is April 25th. You can choose between 3 and 8 p.m. It's free, of course, and you'll learn 4 key steps that you can take and 4 common mistakes to avoid. I encourage you to sign up at planefe.com/Rick. It's free, planefe.com/Rick. Thanks, Felix. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Felix and I actually had a conversation for about 20 minutes. If you'd like to read, watch, or listen to the entire conversation, just visit thetruthayf.com. Stay with us for more here on The Truth About Your Future.
Allow us to introduce you to Jeremiah, an ordinary person who helped shape the future by putting his money behind the right ideas. Jeremiah's always been a numbers guy, from his days competing in the high school math league to now as the teacher who leads it. Jeremiah is also accessing the companies who are driving environmental innovations for the next generation by investing in Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100, which goes to show you don't have to be a helioseismologist to help push progress forward. Become an agent of innovation. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit Invesco.com for a prospectus with this information. Read it carefully before investing.
Want to invest in digital assets but find it all a bit complicated? There's actually a very easy way that you can invest in this new asset class. Simply choose the Bitwise 10 Crypto Index Fund, symbol BITW. It's the first and still the biggest crypto index fund. It owns the 10 largest digital assets and rebalances monthly, so you don't have to decide what to buy or when to rebalance. Bitwise does it all for you. At Bitwise, we want digital assets to be available to everyone, and that's why we work closely with individual investors like you, as well as financial advisors and institutions. At Bitwise, crypto is all we do. If you believe digital assets should be part of a diversified portfolio, take a look at the Bitwise Crypto 10 Index Fund, symbol BITW, available everywhere you get your investments. There are major risks to consider, including the loss of your entire investment. Before investing in crypto funds, visit bitwiseinvestments.com to learn about the risks with these investments.
This message is brought to you by Charles Schwab. No matter what tomorrow brings, some things won't change, like Schwab's commitment to see the world through clients' eyes. That commitment is why Schwab is always here for clients with clear guidance and committed service to help maintain focus on achieving long-term goals. So whatever happens today, Schwab remains invested in you. Visit Schwab.com to learn how Schwab is ready to help.
You're listening to The Truth About Your Future. I got an email. I get a lot of emails. You can email me, you know, askrick@thetruthayf.com. Anyway, Terry sent me an email, and here's what he wrote. Rick, no one can argue with your success as a business person. After all the trust your clients have placed with you over the years, I have to say that leveraging that history to promote cryptocurrencies does not seem like the best use of your success. Well, Terry, thanks for your email. Why am I talking about crypto? Well, let me ask you this. If you don't think crypto matters as part of your investment strategy, what do you believe matters to your investment strategy? You know, I'm willing to believe that you believe in long-term investing. I'm also willing to bet that you believe in diversification. And I'll bet you also believe in rebalancing. And also, I bet you believe in dollar cost averaging, which is occasionally, periodically, systematically investing on a consistent basis over periods of time, such as a 401k where you're investing a little bit of money with every paycheck, or you're voluntarily adding to your account maybe $1,000 a month or $25 a week or what have you. Dollar cost averaging, very effective strategy, right? So I bet you believe in all of that. I'll bet you're implementing all of that with your investment strategy. Long-term, diversification, rebalancing, and dollar-cost averaging. Let me ask you this. Where did you get those ideas? I'm the one who taught you that. I'm the one who advocated and articulated all of that for the past 35 years. And now I'm teaching you about crypto. You were willing to listen to me before. Please listen to me now. Blockchain and digital assets represent the most profound innovation in global commerce of a lifetime. The biggest deal since the invention of the internet itself 30 years ago. We need to recognize the incredible investment opportunities, the wealth building opportunities that this offers you. Why would I walk away from Edelman Financial Engines, the company that Gene and I founded 37 years ago, built it to becoming the largest, most successful, most highly acclaimed investment management and financial planning firm in history, managing over $300 billion in assets for more than 1.4 million households across the country? Why would I walk away from that if I wasn't so fully committed to the fact that I believe I can help you create wealth better by focusing on crypto than by emphasizing any other single investment strategy? I know this is new. I know it has nothing in common with anything you ever done or experienced before. That's why I'm sharing the info with you, because virtually nobody else is. So before you conclude that I'm wasting my time talking about crypto, that it isn't worthy of my time to help you understand the subject of crypto, I ask you for one indulgence. Read my new book, The Truth About Crypto, and then let's have a conversation for you to tell me whether or not I'm wasting my time helping you learn. Let's focus on your financial security by learning about crypto. Go to thetruthayf.com. That's short for The Truth About Your Future. thetruthayf.com. Time now for everybody's favorite segment of the program, visit by my wife, Jean Edelman. Jean is a student of the healing arts, Reiki, traditional Chinese medicine, homeopathy, acupuncture, and of course, macrobiotic and plant-based cooking. Here's Jean.
Hi, it's great to be with you this week. Spring, that's the word that comes to mind today. Finally, the weather is changing. This is the time that we know as spring, and it symbolizes a time of renewal and new beginnings. You know how we talk about spring cleaning and open the windows, declutter, clean, freshen up. In traditional Chinese medicine, this is the time of new beginnings, and it's related to what we call the wood element. Each season also relates to our organs, our inner organs, our organs in our body. So this time of year, it is the time of our liver and our gallbladder. They are most active at this time of year. And so as we clean our homes, we also tend to detox and clean up our body from the cold, heavy winter. Our liver loves the outdoors. If you find yourself irritated and easily angered, this is a message to get outside and give our liver some fresh air and movement. Walk, swing your arms. Just something to move us around. We had our hibernation during the winter. We had our time of sitting and watching movies and being in front of the computer. If we do not listen to our liver as the spring emerges, we will stay agitated and unhappy. As the air warms and as we have longer days, it is time for outside activity. Another aspect of spring is changing how we eat. It's time for lighter, fresh greens, bring those salads back into our menu, and fresh fruit. No more heavy stews and comfort food for us. We also need to chew our food better, eat less, and stop eating by about 7 o'clock in the evening so that we have time to digest our food. The action item for this week is make a spring action list. What needs to be cleaned, cleared, and decluttered? Set time in our schedule to tackle it. Think about how we will change our meals and our menus, how we will bring lighter salads and more fruit and greens into our day. Let's talk a little bit more about our liver to understand what it needs this time of year. It needs to stretch because the liver controls our tendons. And according to Chinese medicine, the liver stores our blood during periods of rest. And then it releases it to the tendons in time of activity. And so maintaining tendon health and flexibility incorporates a morning stretch into our routine. Try yoga, tai chi, or just some simple stretches. Also, eyes are important when it comes to the liver. The liver opens up into our eyes, although there are many organs that do connect to the health of our eyes. The liver is connected to our proper eye function. So remember to take breaks when looking at the computer and monitor our extended periods of time and do some eye exercises. It's very interesting how our organs affect our health, and if we can take some time to pay attention, they will tell us what we need. And this is a very important time for our liver and gallbladder. So we want to be outside. It's also time to think about our garden. How about getting a few seeds in the ground? And how about when we're out on our walks? How about noticing the daffodils and the crocuses? Everything is starting to bloom. And so when we see this, think about how these plants spent the winter underground, and now they're springing up into the warm sun. Understanding that this is the time of upward energy for us, and as in nature, it is the same for our bodies. And so my word of the week is spring. The S is for our senses. We want to wake up our senses. And we do this with color, we do this with movement, with breathing, with yummy cooking, and being in nature. The P is for prepare, preparing our gardens so we have plenty of vegetables in the summer and fall, and taking the time to plan and think ahead. And R is for revitalize, to bring fresh energy and spirit into our bodies and our lives. Soak in the sun. The I is for infinite. The beauty of spring and its infinite colors and scents and sounds, just take it all in. The N is for nature. When we follow nature's lead, we stay healthy and in balance. And the G is for giddy. We all smile more and laugh more when the weather is bright, sunny, and warm. So enjoy the spring. Appreciate the life that is coming back from the dormant time of our winter. See all the colors that spring has to offer. Have a great week.
That was Jean Edelman here on The Truth About Your Future. And if you want to get more of Jean's words of the week, just go to thetruthayf.com.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by Global X ETFs. Exponential technologies are transforming the world around us and creating new investment opportunities along the way. But where to start? At Global X, we have spent more than a decade focusing on long-term emerging trends, what we call thematic growth. While many of these disruptions are now part of our daily lives, like fintech and telemedicine, others are making their impact felt behind the scenes, or perhaps under the hood. Think of the lithium batteries that power electric vehicles, the rise of hydrogen fuel cells, or renewables like solar and wind, which are becoming increasingly cost-competitive. All of these themes represent vital components of a next-generation green energy economy that is more reliant on innovation and less dependent on fossil fuels. Learn how you can add these and other green investment themes to your portfolio at globalxetfs.com or ask your financial advisor.
How can you invest with more confidence in an up-and-down market? The answer may be simpler than you think. Join Edelman Financial Engines on Tuesday, April 26th at 3 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern for a brand new virtual event, 8 Ways to Help Stay on Track Through Volatile Markets. You can register now at planefe.com/Rick. You'll hear about 4 key steps to take and 4 common mistakes to avoid so you can focus on building financial security, not beating the market. You'll see how a long-term investing approach can help you navigate this market and any market. Don't miss this important and timely virtual event, 8 Ways to Help Stay on Track Through Volatile Markets, on Tuesday, April 26th at 3 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern. There's no cost to attend and no obligation. Register now at planefe.com/Rick.
That's planefe.com/RIC. Edelman Financial Engines. From here forward.
Thanks for joining me on the program this weekend. You've been hearing a lot about blockchain and digital assets. It's all brand new. Bitcoin, CBDCs, NFTs, airdrops and hard forks. What is all this? Find out in my new book, The Truth About Crypto. Fun to read, easy to understand, and you get the information you need right now. Read The Truth About Crypto. It's available in paperback, ebook, and audiobook from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and your favorite bookseller. I'm Rick Edelman. It's been a pleasure being with you. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
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 I'm sorry, what part didn't you understand? The buh or the bye? Bye-bye.
The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman has been brought to you by Bitwise, the world's largest crypto index fund manager. As crypto grows, Bitwise believes everyone should have a simple and familiar way to access it. Bitwise makes crypto clear. Bitwiseinvestments.com. And by Global X ETFs. For more than a decade, Global X ETFs has been dedicated to providing investors with unexplored and intelligent solutions. Learn more at globalxetfs.com. And by Invesco QQQ, a fund that allows you to access the innovators of the NASDAQ 100. Invesco.com/QQQ. Stay tuned for Everyday Wealth with Soledad O'Brien and Gene Chatsky from Edelman Financial Engines. Everydaywealth.com/radio. EFE and The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman are unaffiliated entities.
Get the truth about your future every weekend with Rick Edelman. It's the truth, AYF.com.